Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Currently, she's Lottie Ryan.
So we had very eventful weeks once again, which included Jen trying to basically pawn off her children to other people again. And we want to talk about sharenting. If you know what it is, you're guilty of it.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me? I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it.
Okay, this week was very exciting in the Zamparelli household because we finally celebrated the birth of my child.
A christening?
Not a christening. No, Lottie. I did something completely different. I did a naming ceremony, okay? So I met this woman who is a reverend and she was talking about divorce ceremonies. Now, Lau got very worried when I told
her. I've never heard of a divorce ceremony.
It's when people get divorced and they have this kind of end of their marriage ceremony. It's lovely. Sometimes it's just the two of them there. Sometimes the whole family are there. They do it in gardens. They do it by lakes. And it's a lovely way to kind of make peace with the divorce.
You'd want to be on fairly good terms to be doing that with your...
Sign me up. Sounds amazing. It's a bit like, remember Gwyneth did the whole, you know...
Conscious uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling. So it's a bit like that. So I met this woman, had a great chat with her, and I said, oh my God, do you do naming ceremonies? Because the child is five. Like, he's going to be going to school and it's taken me a long time to do it. So I said, I'm going to have a naming ceremony, a non-religious event just to, you know, celebrate him, give him his name. I got him to pick the guide parents.
The what?
Thank you. Great name, I know.
The guide parents.
The guide parents. So they're not godparents.
Right.
Don't give me that.
Sorry.
My mother gave me the same
Did
reaction.
She?
Myra Maguire.
Wants godparents for
I
Enzo.
Told her I was having a naming ceremony. It's going to be in a forest. It's with a reverend. And
it wasn't in a forest, was it?
Well, it was supposed to be in the forest, but then it rained and we did it in the house overlooking the forest. And Myra laughed at me and said, do you want me to bring the incense to burn and the sandalwood as deodorant? Because you might get a bit smelly.
I love her.
And she laughed at me and she goes, I'm not going to that. I was like, you have to. It's your grandson. You went to all the other christenings. Why won't you go to the naming ceremony? And she just laughed at me. She thought it was a joke. I was deadly serious. And it's a lovely, gorgeous event. And it's very intimate and doesn't have to be religious. I know I've said that a few times. But
what's
he
the
got
point?
To the guide. The point is the same as a christening. You celebrate the birth of your child. It's just, I've been a bit busy, Lottie. So it's taken me 5 years to get around to doing it. But the lovely thing about it, there's a couple of things. The child got to pick his own guide parents.
Why do you keep saying that? It's like you want them to...
I'm trying to make it a thing. So guide parents instead of godparents. So he picked my brother, Barry, and his wife, Jean.
I know, it's so cute.
And then the other cute thing was I asked him to pick the music because the Reverend, hello Brenda, if you're listening, said, you know, you get to have a couple of songs. So he picked
Spider Pig,
Right On and Nightcrawlers, Friday Night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's deadly. And guess what else he picked?
He's
a child.
Baby Shark.
No, he's a bit older. He's five. George Ezra.
George Ezra.
Oh!
Hello, I'm George Ezra.
Good man, Enzo.
George Ezra. So we had some amazing tunage.
Was there any? It's the circle of life.
There was none of that. That's a very good tune for a naming ceremony.
Yeah, thank you.
And it was a bit teary. We got a bit emotional and we were standing there and he was very good because I promised to go to Smith's Toy Superstore afterwards if he was good. And he stood there for the whole event. He was very aware. He had his guide parents, not godparents.
Are you trying to get them to babysit or something?
No, basically... They they have to take him if something happens to me. They have
so
to
it's
mind
the same
him.
Role as a godparent.
Well, really, they just have to give him money. Really,
so it's
I think
a godparent.
It's practically the same without the god. It's guide parents.
Wow, you really want to be anti-establishment here.
No, I was really into it. It was cool. And, you know, the Reverend came, Brenda, she was lovely. She was very well dressed, beautiful ceremony. Like,
and did Lau want this equally as much? He didn't want to do christening.
Lau kind of laughed at me as well, but I right. talked him around.
Okay.
I talked him around. But during the ceremony, he loved it. He really did. And we all got a bit teary-eyed because we played our wedding song as well. Which is...
You just had to make it about you.
Just for a second. But it was lovely. And I'm so glad I did it. And, you know, because every time I went around to my dad's, he was flinging water at him, you know, trying to christen him. You know, he's like, that's how I did to get christened. It would be just any opportunity, you'd just flick water at him.
Was Florence jealous?
No, she did a little reading.
What did she say?
Oh, you know, baby brothers are great and I'm going to kick the shit out of you if you go near them.
Aww.
It was so cute. It was so cute.
But does she want a naming ceremony now?
No, she had a christening.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like my big fat gypsy christening with Florence. She had one of those bonnets on and she
you
had...
You didn't.
I did, yeah.
Did you put her in the big long dress?
The big long dress that was my sister's kids. So we're talking 20 odd years old.
I have to say, I'm not into them.
Well,
they're bizarre.
I was just going with the flow. So this time I was like, I'm not going to go with the flow. I'm going to do what I really want. That's why it took me so long. But it's a lovely, lovely thing to do. Guide parents.
Yeah, they're not going to, they'll babysit for you. You don't have to keep saying, I did a christening. I didn't do it like, I didn't put the big gown on them or anything. And I didn't get all crazy fancy dressed up or anything. I was quite surprised actually how at the church there were multiple christenings going on at the same time. A lot of the parents come like it's their wedding. Like in the women are in the little white
it's a big event.
The dress the white dresses and the guys are in suits. Me and Fab rocked up at like
new tracksuits.
Like in our fila tracksuits basically like
and wow.
Wolf was in a pair of cream leggings and a little cream jumper
because he doesn't wear any other colour
and everyone else was in these, you know. Now my nana was not very happy. She was like, I have a beautiful long gown that was given to your father's father. I said, Nana, I really appreciate that you've held on to this. I can tell it smells very unusual.
What did Maura wear? Oh, I just want to know what Maura
she was in
wore.
A gown.
Yeah. She wears a gown to everything.
Yeah, and she had a crown. She had about 20 pairs of pearls
on. How
many
crowns does that woman have?
Oh, man. I don't know. A lot.
She's a lot of crowns.
She's a lot of crowns. She's a lot of big, chunky necklaces and just a lot of cool clothes.
So she looked deadly.
She looked deadly. She should have been up there with them.
Can I ask you, what is she? Is she Nana? Is she Granny?
Neither. They're banned. Not allowed.
Okay.
From the moment I was pregnant, she said, she pointed to that bump and said, if that child calls me Granny or Nana. So she's Momo.
Momo's cool.
She came up with the name herself. Her name is Maura. Your mum's name is Myra.
Yeah.
Very weird.
She's Granny Myra. That's weird.
Oh, is she Granny Myra?
Is Maura behind the internet sensation Momo? You know that really scary monster that all the kids are into?
No, but I've heard about this.
Oh my God, I think your mother must be, she's Momo.
She very possibly could be because my mum is that parent who, like at Halloween, when the kids knock on the doors, my mum is that parent who opens the door and she will have a terrifying mask on and she'll start screaming at them and they'll cry and run away.
Good on her.
She thinks it's gas.
Will you do that? Like, because your mum loves Halloween. She loves all the events, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She's big into events.
And christening. She makes everything a big deal. It's amazing. Everything is an occasion.
Yeah.
And Halloween is big. Will Halloween be big?
No.
Why?
I'm not having people over.
Oh, Lottie.
I'm just not doing
every time we talk about these things.
And you know what's funny? Growing up, my home was always the home that everyone came to. All the Christmas Eve party was in my home. The Halloween party was in my home. You know, the Easter egg hunt was in my home.
But I have a feeling you were the little kid that was saying, Bono, fuck off.
Yeah. That was me.
Was that you? Kicking
them out the door.
Kicking them out the door the next day.
Yeah. Liam Cunningham, get out!
Get off the karaoke machine. Liam, get the out of my house.
Should you not be filming? Yeah, get out.
Yeah, Colin Farrell, get off the couch, you dirt bird.
No,
get out.
You can stay.
No, you can stay.
So, but for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of effort.
It's made you antisocial.
It's made me very antisocial. Maura,
you have made Lottie antisocial.
Thing about my mum is as well, she would stay up then while we all went to bed, and you'd wake up the next morning, the house would be immaculate.
Yeah.
Absolutely immaculate. I don't have that in me.
You don't have it in you to clean.
To do, like, after she'd have prepared the whole day, she'd be doing the food, making the house look incredible. And she'd be full on welcoming everyone, delighted to have everyone there and that her home was the place, and up all night cleaning then. And I'm just like, I don't know where she gets the energy.
She's amazing.
I really don't.
She is amazing. But you might want to have a word with her about some of the outfits she put you in as a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what? There's a term for that now. It's called sharenting.
Sharenting?
It's a bit like sharting, but it's sharenting.
Okay. As in sharing too much as a parent.
Oversharing as a parent, okay?
Actually, my mum's the opposite. It's my dad who had that problem. Sharing too much. Well, about family.
Well, he made a career out of it. It was amazing.
But my mum is anti share. She's be anti sharing.
She's not a sharenter.
Anti sharenting.
Okay.
Like if there was Instagram when I was a child, for example, she wouldn't definitely. It would have been a no no.
In this day and age, I have stats. Look at me.
You've done homework.
Listen to this. Sharenting. This is generation tagged. This is scary. By the age of 5. The average now UK child has 1,500 photos of them online, and that is from 2016. So you can imagine what it is now. 8% of children are said to have an online presence by the age of 2.
Jesus.
And 2018 online security study by some bank said that by 2030, sharenting could account for up to 7 million incidents of identity theft, costing 667 million per year. You're guilty of this. We know that because you're always throwing pictures of all up online, which I'm really surprised about. But I want to talk to you about this because there's been anecdotally stories and TikToks and all this kind of stuff of kids who get to 16, 17, 18. And are now, there's a backlash. They are suing parents for putting their images up in places.
But are
they
hang on a sec. Are we talking about images of like, oh, they're in the bath?
Any kind of image. But the argument is, the parent is saying, well, I took the image, it belongs to me. But the kid is like, well, I didn't
consent
to that. You're getting fucking sued, Lottie. Here I get. You want to save up?
No.
Yes.
Really?
I didn't think you'd be one of those people.
I didn't either, Jen.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. He came out and he was so cute, and I couldn't help it.
I get it. And here's a piece of advice someone gave to me. Right? Because I don't post pictures of my kids. Sometimes I do the odd story because they do something, and I try not to show their face or whatever.
But
it's
you
really
do sometimes
because it's really difficult. Because obviously, I have the most beautiful children in the world.
But you do it
very rarely, very rarely, and and every time I talk about it, I say, oh God, I take stuff down and I don't want to be that person. Put it into the family WhatsApp group. Because to be honest with you, right?
Nobody cares.
As beautiful as Wolf is.
Don't you dare say what you think, what I think you're about to say.
Gorgeous curly hair.
Be very careful.
Nobody cares.
Yes, they do.
Nobody wants to see pictures
little button nose.
Of your kid.
That's not true. Well, they don't have to look.
Don't care.
They don't have to look.
I know. I don't. I think the people that really want it is your family and friends. So send those pictures to the WhatsApp group, to the family. What? Send them to me. Send them to Bonnie.
No,
send
do you know what?
Ma.
I think.
So I'm
not posting inappropriate photos.
No,
they're not like pictures of Wolf, like, you know, in a nappy or in the bath or doing something that I think one day when he's 18, he's going to look back at this moment and he's going to think, Mom, what the hell did you do?
So you have a
parameter as to what I put up in terms of how.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You know how I portray him.
Okay, so how do you feel about this?
Oh, God.
Somebody's mind and wolf.
Yeah.
No. No, listen. No, I'm not going there. I'm not going very dark. It's too early for that.
Okay.
And he is recognized by everybody else because they know who Wolf is. Now, he doesn't sign up to be in the entertainment industry. He isn't a musician. He isn't on radio. He doesn't do anything. But people recognize
him. That already happens.
Because you post pictures of him.
I know.
And what if he's the type of kid that grows up and doesn't want to be recognized?
Then I will absolutely categorically respect that and I won't post pictures
of him.
It's
too late.
Do you know what though? I grew up in a family where there were pictures constantly of us in newspapers and I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
As I'm hearing myself say it, I'm kind of like, am I actually okay?
I mean, Lottie, it's a very different situation for you. But you know that picture of you when you're about 14, 15, you're in that corset, like something from the Moulin Rouge.
My mum gave me that.
Yeah, you see, I would sue your ma for that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I want to sue for that picture. I know what one you're talking about. It's on the red carpet of the Media Awards.
Yeah, see, you didn't have Facebook. You had all your pictures as
just
a child.
In national newspapers.
They're on the Indo.
Yeah, and there's ones of me in like really low-cut jeans and belly tops. And I'm just like, why didn't you stop me? If you knew I was going somewhere where pictures were going to be taken of us as a family, why was I let go out like that? It's horrific. It's so embarrassing that, and no matter what I do now, probably even if somebody is writing about this podcast and we have all these beautiful images of you and me, current images of how we are now, they will religiously dig up those pictures just to piss me off, I think. I'm like, why? Why do you keep going back to them?
It's so scary because we all have those pictures, you know? Our family, like my niece has a picture of me when I was, she kept it, right? It was taken on a photograph. And
It was taken on a camera
as a photograph, okay? And it's me when I was 17, 18 and I had like a Fifth Element haircut.
Nice.
I had like a really short fringe, but I plucked all my eyebrows, so I had no eyebrows.
We all did.
And it was here and it was red. And my niece gets a great kick out of this. She goes, I'm going to release this.
I need to see this.
And she takes it out every birthday. She throws it into the WhatsApp group. Ha, 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 ha.
Now imagine.
We all have that. So I can't imagine what it's like for you.
Imagine that picture was just put into the papers to haunt you for the rest of your life every time you did anything. That's what happens. So I really don't have any sympathy for my child because at least I'm painting him in a decent light.
Yeah. Just going back to the photographs of Wolf.
Why is it an issue for you though?
I can't. How would you keep him so clean? The child.
Oh, keep him clean. He doesn't stay clean, Jen.
But you only dress him in cream and white. Like,
I don't only dress him in cream and white.
Beige.
He's just not in multicolours all the time. I actually have a little bit of an issue with some of the options for little boys in particular. Do you never find when you're shopping for your kids that like the boys section is a couple of hangers in the corner and the girls have the whole room and everything is very, you know, specific to the gender? I kind of like
gender neutral.
I like clothes that, you know, if you ever had a second child, you could. No.
Are you about to tell us something?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We'll save it for the premiere episode of season 2.
What are you going to call it? Are you going to call it Bear if it's a boy?
You're a little wench, you know that. You're
this is exciting.
A hussy. My mum would call you a hussy.
You're going to have another kid.
I'm not going to have
that's
another
what
kid.
You're dressing him in gender neutral.
I'm not. I'm just saying, I think it's a money saver. And I think if any of my brothers or sisters have kids, I can give them all my clothes.
Yeah, that is a good tip.
And, you know, it means I have a million t-shirts and jumpers that go with a million different tracksuit bottoms and leggings. It's not like, you know, and also, big bonus, Fabio can dress him in the morning and I know he's always going to look good because it can't go wrong.
Yeah, it goes horribly wrong in my house.
Like, does Leo never, like, put the outfits together and the kids go walking out and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just, I have a bit of an issue with the Italian jersey.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't, it's so specific, you know, the Italian jersey. I think my patriotism comes out. I'm like, oh, put the Irish jersey on him today.
Oh, is that a fight?
Well, it's not a fight, but...
What does Enzo want to wear?
Enzo wants to wear a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Okay, okay.
So we let him wear a Spider-Man t-shirt, but Leo would have him... We were on holiday and he was like, I can get really good fake, full kit, Italian, like the AC Milan kit. And I was like, you want to turn my son into a full kit wanker?
Why, what's a
full kit wanker?
What's that?
It was this kind of Instagram page that lads who would be playing five-a-side football would be rocking up in the full kit and they were called...
Is that not cool?
Full kit wankers. Have you heard of full kit wankers? And whatever their favourite football team was.
Why is that a thing to be...
Because it's not cool, Lottie. It's not cool to have the socks, the shorts, the jersey, the fucking hat, the bottle.
Is it not cool to match?
No, Lottie. Listen, you wouldn't understand, okay? It's just, it's not, it does not even sound uncool to you.
Well, you've added the word wanker on the end, so it's
full
not...
Full kit wanker. Yeah. So it's like, you're not turning Enzo into a full kit wanker.
Ah, let him.
No, but I do let him wear the full kit Irish rugby.
That's not fair.
It is.
That's not fair.
It's different.
It's not really. So what do you do if Italy and Ireland are against each other?
You see, this is the thing in our house. We support Ireland in the rugby because we know they'll probably win, and we support Italy in the football because they're better than
that's
the Irish
terrible.
Team at the moment.
That's terrible.
That's the deal. What do you do?
Well, I kind of just entertain Fabio at the moment because Wolf doesn't know what he's been putting.
Yeah.
So Fabio would constantly have him in little, he has a little Juventus jersey and the full kit wanker.
Oh, he's a full kit wanker.
And it's like the little jersey says Wolf on the back and it's very, very cute. And then one of Fabio's mates got him a Shamrock Rovers full kit thing and he puts him in that sometimes as well.
I'm surprised you let him put him in
at
that
home,
kind of stuff. Oh, okay.
At home. And it stays at home.
Okay.
I do know, I'm well aware that one day he can pick his own clothes and he might want to be a full kit wanker off his own bat and that's fine.
Don't ever let him be a full kit wanker. Will you let him wear Spider-Man and all that kind of stuff?
He can wear whatever he wants.
Okay, but
whatever
it has to be
he wants.
Cream. Okay.
No, it doesn't, Jen.
Last question.
You're so judgy-wudgy.
How do you keep your white so white?
Bleach.
Okay, I want to move on because I want to hear from our podcast pals.
Love the podcast pals.
And if you want to get in touch, please do. You just mail us mail@jenandlottie.com. Simple as that. Okay, so... This came in recently. It says, Dear Lottie and Jen, I'm currently 7 months pregnant.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
Congratulations. That's so exciting. And Lottie's going to be pregnant soon. She's talking about baby
number two. No, it's not true.
I couldn't be happier. Been waiting for this moment my whole life. I've literally wanted to be a mum for as long as I can remember.
It's you, Jen.
It sounds like me, yeah. Even had my baby names picked out.
Oh, wow.
Since I was a kid myself. Recently, I made the foolish mistake of telling family and friends, trusted friends, mates, what my name was for my first baby.
Mm.
Safe to say, they weren't shy about hiding their disapproval.
That's not nice.
I'm actually so upset and don't know if I can follow through now with the name, knowing how much they dislike it. Any advice? It'd be very welcome. That's from Aoife.
Oh, well, I think...
I'll leave this one with you.
Why?
Well, you know, Wolf, it's an unusual...
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not saying I dislike it, but I love that you told no one because you knew we would try and put you off.
What
and
you
that
mean?
Would have been the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, because it's an absolutely beautiful name.
It is, but we're Irish and it's not Sean and it's not... it's not a normal name. It's not one out there.
I came from a family where names were picked for us to live up to. And I think Wolf Aprile is a pretty fucking cool name to live up to.
Did anybody disapprove?
Not to my face.
Yeah.
Not to my face.
We all did behind your back.
Now, Fabio did have to warn his mum, but I didn't know at the time. If I'd known at the time, I would have killed him. Afterwards, he told me a week or he had warned his mum in advance because he was afraid his mum would say something negative.
I need
in front
to ask you, did you get the name from
my mum?
You got it from your mum. So it wasn't from Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner had her baby like 7 months after me.
Okay, so
Kylie copied me.
So it wasn't Meryl Streep who called her Sunwolf.
That's part of it. That was part of it. Meryl Streep was. I was actually talking to my boss in 2FM about Meryl Streep being called a geriatric mother when she had her kid, and she called that kid Wolf. And I was saying, yeah, they called me a geriatric mother in the hospital. And I was like, Wolf is a bloody brilliant name. And it reminded me my mum was going to call Rex Wolf.
Okay.
So Rex was supposed to be Wolf, but they decided Rex Ryan would look great on a billboard. He's an actor now.
Now, can I just say, Maura probably isn't the best person for advice on names because she was going to call one of your siblings Tinkerbell or something like that.
No, not Tinkerbell.
Well, it was similar.
Bonnie was going to be Stardust Tiger Lily.
See, like how...
She's so cool.
And the president of Ireland here is Stardust Tinkerbell. Whatever.
There's no Tinkerbell, Jen. This is not Peter Pan.
Well, it sounds like Tinkerbell.
See, my mum said she hated her name growing up. She absolutely hated her name. She thought it was really boring. She hated that there were loads of Mauras. And she always said, if I ever have a kid, I'm going to make sure that it has a really unique name that stands out and not every second person has it and a name that they can live up to.
So do you think that we should keep those names a secret? Because that's a lot of my friends, they just don't tell anybody their names.
I do, because I think once you've had the kid, most people don't have the guts to say to you if they don't like the name. Also, for anyone to judge somebody's name, it says way more about that person than it does about you.
I didn't judge. I just talked behind your back to your colleagues and friends.
I know you did.
And
this coming from the woman who named her kids Florence after Florence and the Machine and Lorenzo.
Well, I was going to call Lorenzo and the Machine.
Well,
Florence and the Machine. Come on.
Like, I'm sorry, but they're not exactly run of the mill names either, Jen.
Maybe not. But Wolf is like, it's so cool. I love it so much. But initially I was like, has Lottie lost her fucking mind? Is she okay? Like, Wolf is like, that's a big name to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are so right in not telling people and not telling us, because I couldn't think of him as anything else. It's such a cool name. I just love it so much now, but it took me, I had to get my head around it.
Like, I think that, you know, society doesn't like people playing outside the box. And
do it your way.
Do it your way. Like, I didn't have Wolf so as he could definitely be accepted by everybody in Dublin. I don't know where the universe is going to take him. He could go all over the world for all I know. There's many, many Wolves around the world. I just think people go, oh, what about the teasing? I'm like, I was teased. My Rex was teased terribly. Rex now feels like, Jesus, I am so blessed
to have this name.
Like, my name means so much to me, and it's such a strong name, and they all feel like that in my family.
Hopefully we've moved on. Hopefully he won't get well, who cares? He's such a cool name, Wolf. Hopefully he won't get teased over his name, but he will definitely get teased if he's going to be a full kit wanker.
Yeah, I have to take that into consideration.
Okay, just consider that for
I'll
a second.
Take it into consideration, but I think you should let Enzo be a full kit wanker. Whatever Lau wants, Lau gets.
Really should have married my husband. I'll definitely do a swap with you someday.
Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
We'll have new shows in your podcast feed every Wednesday. This episode is brought to you by the Kira Lambert Hair Consultancy. Whether it's colour, cut or treatments, Kira Lambert is the only place to go.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.